Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is the 14th day of my invitation to you to join in a few minutes of self-care, perhaps self-awareness, by engaging in mindfulness, intentional meditation, time to take a time out, a time to relax. And though the days might run together and opportunities for this seem rare and seldom, still believe that it's important to our overall mental health. And if you're in recovery, especially taking time, this being the 14th day, I thought it would be good to invite us to try something a little different on this day. And that includes maybe finding a different way of finding stillness through the way you're seated or getting ready for meditation. So if you're comfortable lying down, perhaps you want to try a little bit different meditation pose. If you're comfortable sitting up, perhaps you want to try lying down. But that said, do what your mind and body call you to do. What's important is that you find a comfortable space and you begin to settle in. And so if you are ready, we'll begin, as always, by starting with the breath. Starting with deep breaths, at least 7 deep breaths. And today, find your own breath. Find your own way. It doesn't hurt. In fact, sometimes it helps to let out a deep sigh, a cleansing breath. And settle into your position, seated or lying down or sitting at your desk. Settle in. Maybe turn your shoulders a little bit, maybe neck from side to side. And together, I want to reach up with your arms. Reach up high. Reaching up high above your head, and notice your hands up above your head. Can you extend your fingers even a little more as though you're reaching up to the sky? Reach up. Reach up. And then let your hands fall down into a prayer position. That position meaning the spot right at your heart center. Maybe your fingertips touch one another. Hold that space and settle in. if you pray, I invite you to do so. If you don't pray, can this be a time of stillness? Can this be a time of mindful presence? A few minutes of awareness. And let your hands fall gently somewhere where they're comfortable. And open the palms upwards on your lap or at your side, receiving whatever energy might be out there for you. Deep breath. This morning on my morning walk, a phrase that I think I heard in a musician's words somewhere, sometime, talked about seeking higher ground. And as I thought about seeking higher ground, I thought about what that might mean. Those of us that live in flood-prone areas are keenly aware of where and what higher ground looks like in a true physical sense. But is there not a metaphorical or perhaps a spiritual sense to seeking higher ground? I wonder what higher ground would look like in my awareness. I wonder, curiously, if I might allow my thoughts to consider higher ground. Perhaps for those of us of faith, it's an easy answer. Perhaps for those of us who remain curious and have no traditions, structured or otherwise, higher ground can be a safe place in our hearts, a safe place where our heart's longing resides. So let's ruminate, consider finding higher ground here for a few moments. Give yourself permission to wander towards that higher ground. Go there. Go there. Perhaps you'll find what you're looking for on higher ground. Perhaps there is an answered prayer. Perhaps you find a sense of calm away from the fear and the anxiety. Stay on higher ground. Notice what's around you. Notice the calm. Notice the peace. That's it. That's it. Breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. This gift of higher ground can be with us always. Notice this spot. Notice the feeling. Perhaps there's a color. Perhaps there's the sense of a smell. Perhaps you're not alone. You might be with a loved one, parted. Or otherwise living. Perhaps there's an animal. Or a bird. Allow whatever comes to your higher ground to be with you. Receive the energy. Feel the calm and safety. That's it. Breathing in. Breathing in. Exhaling gifts of calm. That's it. Just like that. And come back to the breath. Inhaling, exhaling gently. Find your natural breath. And come back to your body. Come back to the space that you're seated or lying down in. Anchor yourself there. Bringing back for the rest of this day and whenever it's needed, that sense of higher ground, that sense of faith and safety and belief. Because what we all know is that nothing is permanent. Everything passes. Everything is changing. The secret is to hold on to the connections with everything around us. Perhaps that starts on our higher ground. Open your eyes gently, fluttering them maybe. Take one final breath. Sigh it out. May you have love and peace this day, and blessings until we meet again.